in him. I know I've been here. Let me into your heart. Let me know you. Let me show you.
Interesting program for me tonight. Last Friday night, we did a special program introducing the music of Prince, but it's not music people had ever heard before, and the response was absolutely amazing. I continue to get comments on it all week long. Good evening, Jeff Bennett here on a Friday night, music night, dance night. Pour a drink. Remember some things. This program tonight is entitled All Things Must Pass. Unfortunately, sometimes that means all people must pass. This particular piece tonight is in remembrance of my son. And after this particular piece of music, we come back and I'll show you exactly why I'm sharing this. Stay with us. I want no interruptions on this.
I really wanna know you.
George Harrison. Profound piece of music from the man that I personally always considered the greatest Beatle. Ringo was a nice fill-in guy. Probably a decent human being. Never could stand John Lennon. And Paul McCartney, at the age of 80-some-odd years of age, still thinks he's 22, doing A Hard Day's Night. Why are we doing this show tonight? Partially because things kind of fit. They worked for me. This particular album, George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. Strangely enough, I'm holding this two-disc set in my hand right now. I just picked it up off the shelf in front of my computer, right in front of a picture of my son and his girl, Emily, who I also sadly miss. I bought this CD set for my son the year he graduated high school, back in the 90s. No, 2003, I think it was. It's amazing. We're not going to interrupt too much, but there's some interesting things to share about this album, including the words of George Harrison himself. At the time he wrote this, he said he'd been 30 years since this album was recorded. And he said, "I still like the songs on the album, believe they can continue to outlive the style in which they've recorded. Difficult to resist remixing every track." And he continued by saying, "All these years later, I'd like to liberate some of the songs from the big production that seemed appropriate at the time, but now seem a bit over the top with the reverb and the wall of sound." And yet it was an important album for him, a timely vehicle for all the songs he'd been writing during the last period with the Beatles. And he said he began recording just months after they'd all finally decided to go their separate ways, was looking forward to making the first solo album of songs. And he was fortunate to be in the right place to have the remnants of the Delaney and Bonnie band, the drum bass, the keyboard players, Jim Gordon, Carl Rattle, Bobby Whitlock, had come to England to hang out with this guy named Eric Clapton, who was fast becoming Derek and the Dominoes. Yeah, they'd been touring with Delaney and Bonnie, as he had the year before. But he said he even recorded two of the Dominoes songs, Roll It Over and Tell the Truth, during All Things Must Pass sessions, which they re-recorded later. It was really nice to have their support in the studio. It helped me a lot. Let's go back to the tunes for a few minutes. Oh, there's more to George Harrison's story, and it's well worth sharing with you. Please sit back and enjoy. I will. We'll be right back.
isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts, cause each other pain, how we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain?
Harrison continued on with his commentary that it goes without saying, it was always been a pleasure to have my old friend Ringo playing drums. And although he probably can't remember, he did play on a good 50 or 60% of this album, along with Klaus on bass, Billy Preston on piano, and a few new friends that he was in the process of making. Gary Raitt, Gary Brooker. Some of the sessions were very long in the preparation of the sound, and the arrangements had at times various percussion players, sometimes two, three, two drummers, four or five acoustic guitars, two pianos, even two basses on one of the tracks. And the songs were played over and over until the arrangements were sorted out so that the engineer in control room could get the sound with Phil Spector. Many of the tracks were virtually live. But a lot of people were new to him that came into the sessions. He says, I know not how, the most famous being Phil Collins. And during one such session, Collins allegedly played congas on The Art of Dying, one of our pieces of the on the album. And although it's taken him 30 years, Harrison wanted to thank Phil Collins for his participation. Stick around, we'll be back. You better hear the music, not me. I don't blink. Once in a while, we get some little technical issues. Sorry about that. I was just outside in the garage for a moment talking to my son-in-law, sharing with him what it is we're playing tonight. And some things came to pass with me. And I mentioned to you early on that George Harrison was always my favorite Beatle. But I would rather say he was my favorite musician of the four of them. Ringo Starr was not a particularly great drummer, but he was a decent human being and still is. Lennon I never could stand. An arrogant me son of a you-know-what. And McCartney at the age of his early 80s still thinks he wants to be your man or whatever. Whatever the Beatles stuff is, he's still doing. He doesn't need the damn money. And it's crazy. And I look back on all this stuff. And of course, in his later years, Harrison joined up with another group of folks. Bob Dylan. Other folks whose name is just clicking me by right now. And he never stopped sharing and participating with other musicians. And that's the thing that always intrigued me about the guy. For the man to sit there and the cuts of this album we're playing tonight are from the 2020 redo of the album. It's not the album was redone, but it was mechanically tightened up and cleaned up, and as they're doing with so many albums today. And Harrison chose to write these amazing notes about his history with this group. And at this time, he chose to acknowledge his old friend Eric Clapton, who had played many memorable guitar parts on the album. But he said at that time we weren't allowed by our record companies to acknowledge our presence in each other's albums, so he hasn't had a credit for 30 years. Then he goes on to talk about other musicians and friends who had helped him with the album, some more than others, some dead, some living. But after 30 years of life's lesson, Harrison was grateful to have had 3 decades of friendships with them. We can go on with the names, but frankly, very few of the names would mean anything to you. Phil Spector. Amazing. Spector had produced so many fantastic records back in the 60s. But then, oh well. Let's go on. Let's listen to the music. Enjoy it. I'll be back with a little bit later in the program. This wouldn't have a clue. If not for you.
My sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you. If not for you, the window would hold no spring. You wouldn't hear a robin sing. Wouldn't have a clue if not for you, if not for you, if not for you, not for you. Still crying.
You know, it's interesting listening to the beat of this music, the quietness of these songs. In many cases, they're somewhat sad. And I look back and realize, my God, this album is recorded in 1970, 52 years ago. Everything was remastered in 2014 and then re-released once again in 2000. And yet, for some of you, or some of those of you who may have left already, some of this music could be quite boring. But for many others, it's what we grew up with. It's what we had. And sometimes, it's nice to look back. Be back with you in a while.
can feel you here. See your eyes and visions in my eyes. And I do. Wondering what it is expecting to see. Sure, so won't be looking.
that answers that. We're wondering how come there's no sound all of a sudden. Welcome back. Welcome to the final few moments of tonight's program. This has been an interesting one because some of the albums that we're working off of are not necessarily in order, and therefore it kind of throws us both for a loop. We're both having some sound issues tonight. It's one of the reasons I want to get this studio situated properly so we can control all this from my end. The album that we've been sharing with you tonight was recorded in 1970, as I made quite plain and clear. The album was remastered a good number of years later. It's now 52 years since its recording. A short period of time after George Harrison's passing, there was an amazing thing that took place in the year 2004. There was this induction of George Harrison into the Hall of Fame. And the people that played in this amazing tribute were people he'd worked with: Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood. Interestingly enough, his own son, Donnie Harrison, D-H-A-N-I, also participated. It is an amazing piece of music. It is amazing to watch, and I've watched it and listened to it so many times. A piece entitled "While My Guitar Gently Weeps." And when I begin to look at comments that people make on this link, it's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Most of it is in phenomenal support of Prince. Somebody said it, and legend has it, Prince's guitar was still weeping. Horribly, horribly underrated guitarist. And I think you picked up on that last week. Maybe that's another reason we're playing this program this week. So I want you to sit back as we close this final 6+ odd minutes of the program tonight and enjoy this phenomenal tribute to George Harrison. Thanks for staying with me tonight. Lord willing, I'll see you on Monday. Good night.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.